This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Now, analysis from University of Iowa's Rural Policy Research Institute shows that over 1,000 of the nation's independent rural pharmacies closed during a recent 15-year period. And the COVID-19 pandemic added more challenges for these small pharmacies. Those closures have created drugstore deserts in hundreds of small communities. Keith Mueller is director of the Rural Policy Research Institute and researches how rural areas get their health care. He recently talked to WPR host Lee Rayburn.
Keith Mueller, as we mentioned at the top of the segment, your research indicates over 1,000 independent rural pharmacies have shuttered their doors between 2003 and 2018. Just how serious has this decline been?
Well, I guess, Lee, it depends on where you live. I mean, for those of us who live in an area, I happen to live in a suburban area, so if a store closes, an independent pharmacy near me closes, it's not a major thing. But, you know, our interest being a rural research center is we're looking at smaller rural communities, and if the independent closes, that's it. And there's no chain immediately available. And so the difficulty becomes one of obtaining medications that are not long-term medications for chronic illnesses. You can get those through mail order services. But if you need something shorter term, getting that in a timely manner, getting the consultation that you like to have with a pharmacist about reviewing the medication you're taking and or helping you understand the importance of the doses and making sure you take just one pill, or if you have to cut it in half, that you're doing that. And the pharmacist can monitor that because they know how often you're refilling. And just that relationship, the pharmacist is another healthcare provider. And we know that those relationships with our providers, particularly the ones that are dealing with our primary conditions, are critical. So when we start losing that in rural places because of the closure of the independent pharmacy, which was the one that was able to, for a long time, serve a community, that becomes a real issue.
Keith Mueller is the director of the Rural Policy Research Institute at the University of Iowa. He also studies the delivery of healthcare in rural areas. And the issue sounds like a public health concern in rural areas across the country, Keith, in a time when we're looking at public health concerns with the pandemic. And you alluded to it earlier, but would you expand a little more on how the COVID-19 pandemic is affecting rural pharmacies?
Well, and I'll start my answer, Lee, with a takeoff from what you were saying about the importance of pharmacy. And when you hit a time of pandemic, one of the projects we did with our database of where all the pharmacies are was help a lot of different states around the country understand where they had pharmacies that had experience administering vaccines or other medications so that they became outlets for administering the vaccines in the first rollout. We need those kind of outlets, and local rural pharmacies can provide those. I mean, there were national contracts signed with big chains around the country, but they don't reach all of those rural places. And so that's one of the reasons, again, we think the local pharmacy is so important. And what happens during something like a pandemic where it changes how people use services for at least some period of time because you don't get out as much, or you try to avoid going into crowded places, or you just slow down in what you're doing, that affects any kind of retail business, including the local retail pharmacy. So on the one hand, they're an important outlet for things like the vaccine. On the other hand, they're also subject to, you know, a dramatic shift in demand for their services and demand for the other products that they're selling in the store that help them keep the store open, including the pharmacy.
Are these just challenges of a free market? Are we dealing with the effects of supply and demand, or is it something else at play here?
Well, there are challenges in a way, of the free market. What they're telling us in part is if you rely entirely on the free market and the exchange of goods for prices, there are places where the market doesn't quite work because you don't have the right level of demand that would attract the retail business into that particular community. And in those kinds of situations, we need to figure out alternatives and or ways that we can help a local service provider stay there. And I worded that generally because it's not just pharmacies that are prey to that. We're talking about them today. So it's an example of the challenges of making, if you rely on the free market as the way of getting goods to people and services to people, well, it may make a lot of sense where you can have competing entities to do that, and you have a lot, and you have customers that are attractive to businesses. If you get into more remote rural communities, those sort of preconditions for how the market could really function well do not exist. And so we need to be aware of that, which is our job as researchers.
So with your work in mind then at the Rural Policy Research Institute at the University of Iowa, as you see it, Keith, what's it going to take to reverse some of these trends and ensure communities can keep getting prescriptions and other vital health care?
A combination of a financial model that can work in a lot of places where the old one has failed us in a sense. And that may mean dealing with, in the prescription drug end of it, dealing with where the dollars flow. I mean, one of the things we found in that second spike I was talking about is the issue related to pharmacy benefit managers who are sort of middle organizations between the wholesaler or the manufacturer and the wholesaler and the retailer. There seems to be, you know, a need to address how to streamline some of that and take some of that cost out of the system, and that may help bring the shelf price or the price of putting it on the shelf down for the pharmacy. I think the other, so that's one approach, is how do we try to set up an economic model that works. The other is thinking about the service delivery model, and you know, if it doesn't work to have a high trained pharmacist in a lot of places, what we call the PharmD trained person, does it work to use, and the answer I think is yes, we're seeing around the country, to use telepharmacy services with a technician locally that can fill the prescription. So it's a less level of training, therefore lower cost professional locally. But through the use of telehealth, you can bring that service to the community, including the ability to consult with the PharmD pharmacist who doesn't have to be there for that consultation to happen. So that's the combination that I see as how to get through this.
Keith, thank you for sharing your work with us today.
My pleasure.
That was Rural Policy Research Institute Director Keith Mueller talking to WPR host Lee Rayburn. They talked about the problems that rural communities face when independent pharmacies close down.